This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. New research from scientists in Boston points to a surprising link between two devastating diseases, cancer and Alzheimer's disease.
The study, which was presented this week at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference, now underway in Boston, finds that people with most types of cancer appear to have a significantly reduced risk of developing Alzheimer's, particularly if they've been treated with chemotherapy. Dr. Jane Driver is the study's lead researcher and a geriatrician at the VA Boston Healthcare System, and Dr. Driver joins us now from her office at the VA Medical Center. Dr. Driver, good to have you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
So this link between cancer and the risk of Alzheimer's sounds like a very intriguing discovery. Tell us how it came to light.
Well, I have to say, I can't take any of the credit. I actually was lucky enough to have lunch yesterday with the person who first thought about this. Her name is Maria Barron. She's a geriatric neurologist from Chile. And she noticed in taking care of elderly patients that her Alzheimer's patients tended to have less cancer than other patients of the same age. And she also is a molecular biologist researcher, and she started thinking about the fact that Alzheimer's cells die when they shouldn't and cancer cells live when they shouldn't or divide when they shouldn't. And she got this idea of wondering if people who live to develop Alzheimer's are somehow protected from cancer and if people who've had cancer are somehow protected against Alzheimer's. Mm.
So it works both ways.
Right.
Really interesting. And one of the key findings was that cancer patients who were treated with chemotherapy specifically showed a reduced Alzheimer's risk. Why might chemotherapy have this effect?
Well, it's a great question. This is a finding we weren't necessarily expecting. I think the first thing to point out is that even in when we kind of adjusted for treatment for cancer, there was still this inverse or opposite relationship between cancer and Alzheimer's. So it's not just because of the treatment. But when we looked at the group that had cancer, and we kind of divided them into those that got treated and those who didn't to see what type of treatment might be influencing the risk of Alzheimer's, it was just chemotherapy and not radiation or hormonal therapy that seemed to have this protective association.
Hmm. Does this association suggest or provide any significant hope in the search for a treatment for Alzheimer's?
Well, a lot of people came up to us during the meeting very interested in these findings, thinking this is important, something that should be further investigated, because, as you know, we really don't at this point have any good treatments for Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that there are a lot of similarities between Alzheimer's and cancer, at least on the genetic level, on the molecular level. And it's possible that we could learn something from this inverse association. When you have a paradox of two things that, things that don't make sense, if you investigate that, then often you can find things. So whatever it is about having had cancer that protects a person against Alzheimer's, if we could understand that, if we could, manipulate that, that could be the source of a future therapy. So something very much in the future, but I think what's helpful about these types of studies is they can generate hypotheses. They can, get people thinking along a different line than they would have otherwise, and then hopefully when other people confirm our findings and we go deeper, we can understand a little more about how this might be working and whether it could bring hope for future new treatments.
Mm. A lot of interesting details in this study. The study found that most cancers are associated with a reduced risk of Alzheimer's, but not all cancers, right?
That's right. In fact, the most common type of cancer in our data set, which is, I should mention, it's the National Veterans Healthcare System that we use the data from. So they're all veterans. They're mostly male. And the most frequent type of cancer was prostate cancer, which we know is a cancer that's not usually treated with chemotherapy, and one for which we do aggressive screening, at least in the VA system. So that was one type of cancer that actually seemed to increase your risk of Alzheimer's in the future slightly. So that was a different pattern. The other one was melanoma, another cancer for which we screen. And so we think that those findings are likely due to a kind of what we call a detection bias. So people who are likely to be screened, who get screened for cancer and then the cancer gets discovered, they're also likely to be diagnosed with other things because of increased surveillance. So it may be that that finding is not truly a real finding, but something that has to do with the nature of our data set. Other people have looked at this. In fact, there was a big study last Thursday that came out. And in their study, they also found that prostate cancer was acting a little differently from the other cancers. Whether it's due to this thing of screening or not, I honestly don't know, but it's interesting.
Now, you mentioned that the research was done with veterans' medical records. 98% of these of the subjects were men, all veterans. Is it fair to extrapolate these findings to a broader population?
I think it's a great point. We always want to be careful about extrapolating things. This was a very specific population. I think what's helpful here is that there have been four other studies looking at this relationship between cancer and Alzheimer's disease, and we're all finding the same pattern pretty much. So the fact that this is, you know, even though it's a very specific cohort of people, the fact that we're seeing the same inverse relationship is really kind of adding evidence that this is something real, not just something that's an artifact of a particular group of people. The big Italian study I mentioned was a very broad population. I did a study in the Framingham Heart Study, which is, of course, Framingham, Massachusetts, and, you know, all finding the same thing. So I think it kind of adds to the evidence that there truly is a very unusual cancer pattern in people with Alzheimer's.
And perhaps a really important piece of the puzzle coming into focus. Dr. Jane Driver, thank you so much for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.
That's Dr. Jane Driver. She's a geriatrician at the VA Boston Healthcare System and the lead researcher of a new study that finds cancer to be associated with reduced risk of Alzheimer's disease.